Class dismissed.
Are you walking home with us, Brooke?
Of course. Let me go ask Mia.
You don't need to ask. Of course I'm walking with you guys. So, are you going to the concert tonight? I heard it's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What's wrong?
Turn around.
What is that?
No. That's an abandoned house. Brooke, haven't you read the books in the library? A girl went in just to look inside, and she never came out. We have to turn back around.
Mia, there's no such thing. Let's go in.
Are you crazy? Are you deaf? What if we get lost? Our parents are going to be worried sick. What if we die?
It'll be fine. By the way, Brooke, stop going on your phone all the time. You're addicted.
I am not addicted. Whatever, let's speed things up. My phone's on 2%.
Ish, what is this for that?
Mia, where'd you go? What happened?
I'm down here. Come to the basement. I tripped on those stairs, so be careful.
Brooke, can we use your flashlight from your phone? You're the only one that has one.
But I haven't even taken a selfie in the last hour, and the battery is so low.
Would you rather be stuck in the dark? Just give them your phone, Brooke.
Fine, whatever.
Wait, I can see a going sphere thing.
Stay down there. We're coming to check it out.
Hurry up, this is getting scary.
Can you feel that?
I need to pee. My mom's going to kill me.
Ew, Mia. Anyways, wait, I can feel it too.
Guys, is it just me or can you feel yourself getting pulled towards that glowing ball?
It's not just you, Lucas. Take a hold of the doorknob. Brooke, hold on to Lucas.
Ew, there's no way I'm holding Lucas's hand.
Would you rather be sucked into that strange thing?
Brooke, what did you do? Now we're stuck in this horrible place.
Oh my goodness.
What's wrong?
There's no service. How am I supposed to text my friends? We're going to the concert tonight.
By the looks of it, we won't be going anymore. Oh, plus, they're putting a stop.
Wait, where's Mia? I thought it was a little quieter than usual. Oh no, have we lost her again?
Mia, where in the smarty pants imagination are you?
Oh, hi guys. I fixed the magnetic field by cutting this wire and connecting it to this cord. Ooh, and I worked out this equation that we did in math yesterday by finding out the square root of 57 and adding that by subtracting it by the...
Mia, stop talking and use that brain of yours for something useful to try and get us out of this basement.
I'm just saying, I basically saved our life from getting into that thing, whatever it was.
Yeah, I guess.
But why don't we explore this sphere thingy? It could be a UFO. We could be famous. Just imagine all the money and glory.
Snap out of it, Lucas. But at the same time, I would want to take a little sneak peek.
Fine, I guess. But if something goes wrong, I blame you two.
Here goes nothing.
Great. Just great. Now not only are we stuck in this filthy old basement, but now we're in this weird sphere.
Ooh, what does this button do? Maybe it's a selfie button.
Whoa, guys, is it just me or are we moving?
Brooke, I don't think that was a selfie button.
Oops.
What was that noise? Wait, Lucas, Brooke, look.
Part 2. I'll have a medium fries and hamburger, please.
Is that all, sir?
Narrator, buddy, it's your part. I'll take the fries and burger, though.
Welcome back to Dino Dilemma, Part 2. Dun, dun, dun. Where three children have gone to the time of the dinosaurs. What will they do? How will they escape the Jurassic period? And where's my food?
Oh, sorry, mate.
OMG, there are dinosaurs!
Wait, does that mean
time travelers? Who cares about all that stuff? What are we going to do being stuck with these dinosaurs? No fun, Lucas. And why does that song keep playing?
Pink fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows.
Take those earphones out, Brooke.
Sorry, it keeps me calm.
Okay, but aren't you guys tired of being so boring all the time? Come on, let's go check out these dinosaurs.
Guys, what do dinosaurs put on their steak? Dinosaurs!
For real, Mia, we're in the time for crisis and you're making jokes? They're not even funny.
Rah! At least the dinosaur found it entertaining.
Lucas, what did you do?
I may or not have opened the hatch to get...
What? What if the dinosaurs get in?
Well, if you're being realistic, do you really think a dinosaur could fit in that tiny space, Brooke?
Guys, come out here. This is so cool.
Yeah, no.
All the dinosaurs are over there. We won't get hurt.
I mean, technically, dinosaurs can run over here in 3.562 seconds due to the long legs and how intelligent they are.
Mia, you're supposed to say it's fine.
Oh.
Lucas.
Yeah?
There's a dinosaur over there, and it looks like it's coming over here.
Yeah, Lucas, I agree with Brooke.
Look, the dinosaurs are all the way over there. They can't get us, so come out of the sphere and enter the adventure side. Dino Land!
Lucas!
Ah! Mia! Brooke! Help me!
We're coming, Lucas!
Mia, you're really smart. Can't you tell the dinosaur to put him down?
Brooke, that's not how he works.
Oh. Mia, why did you stop running? We've got to get Lucas.
There's no use. We'll never catch up to a dinosaur.
But look, they're putting Lucas in the cave.
Brooke, we can't catch up to a dinosaur. But I know a way to get Lucas back.
Part 3. Welcome to Part 3 of Dino Dilemma. In the last episode, Lucas was just taken by a dinosaur. Will Lucas be able to escape? Or will it become the dinosaur's next dinner? Okay. Enough with the dun-dun-duns. Now let's see what the kids are up to.
So, Mia, what's your plan? Because you've been quiet for quite a while now. Are you alright?
What do you mean, are you alright? Lucas has been taken by a dinosaur, which had been extinct for billions of years.
Oh, right. Look, well, I think we should just figure out a way to bring Lucas back.
Well, I've already got a plan, but it's too dangerous. How are we supposed to get a boy from 5 gigantic dinosaurs?
Just tell me the plan.
Alright, well, when we were running here, I saw an opening to the cave.
Why didn't you tell me earlier? Anyways, amazing. Let's go.
Stay down low, in case any dinosaurs see us. Follow me.
So this is the huge cave. How are we supposed to find Lucas in here?
I guess we just have to search the whole place.
Hello? Anybody there?
Lucas!
Brooke, Mia, we have to be quiet. The dinosaurs are sleeping.
Let's go. We have to get out of here.
Guys, we have a problem. The cave's blocked.
Is there a wall going on here or something? What was that sound?
OMG, guys, look through this crack in the wall. It's raining asteroids.
Dinosaurs are dropping dead like flies in bug spray.
Let's go through the front. The dinosaurs are still sleeping.
I see they're going hatched into the sphere. Come. Hurry up. Come inside.
Brooke, press that button you did earlier.
What button?
The selfie button.
Oh, okay. OMG, I'm like so excited to go back to my 29 fans. I bet they miss me so much.
Brooke, my tush! No one cares about your fans. Just press the button already.
Whee!
Phew, I feel sick. I need a puke.
Mia, look away.
Ah, that's way better.
Ew, come on. Let's get out of this filthy basement and go back home.
This was the best day ever.
Lucas, don't even get me started on how horrible and scary it was. You almost died. And how was that your best day ever?
Ah! Lucas! There are
dinosaurs in my room!
They're not just in your room, Lucas. They're everywhere! What did we do? This is all our fault!
How are we going to fix it?